Just 1, 2, 3. 12. Count. You.
Hello.
That'll work.
This is me.
I have discovered all kinds of stuff with the board.
Yeah.
As far as sound, microphones, yeah.
Cool.
Completely, yeah.
Oh, you're recording already.
Oh, I didn't think I was.
Yeah.
I must have hit the button by mistake.
Hi. Good, how are you?
You're all right.
You're okay.
Well, it says on air.
I know. We're actually not yet, but...
Okay.
Well, kind of, but kind of not.
We're recording, but we haven't started.
We bought the new on-air, well, it's not new. I've had it forever. And now everybody's afraid to say anything.
I know. Maybe we should turn that thing off.
I've been wondering whether we should or not. I mean, I thought it might be kind of cool to have, but I can turn it on and off. So there, I turned it off, and
All right. There
it's on. What do you think I should do? I'm going to leave it on for now, and if somebody gets freaked, I'll turn it off. But yeah. We're still recording. I don't
care.
It's another episode of Male Encounters of the Life Kind. And we're sitting down here at Traeger's, and I am like starving, so I can't wait for the doghouse.
Yeah.
And I'm having something new. You know, I had our new, and I think I sent you a copy or maybe, but our new voice was in over the weekend.
Oh, right.
And so she and I went to. The chili cook-off,
yeah,
which I think was a huge success.
Yeah,
I saw Jamie. I didn't see Addie, but I saw Jamie.
Yeah, Addie was down there. I didn't go, but
I figured she was down there.
Yeah,
but it looked. I didn't sample any chili. I did eat at the doghouse, and of course I had a new beer. I don't know. It's like this green chili stuff in the beer. I'm not sure what they call it, but I don't know. I found it.
And you really
favorite.
Like it?
Yeah, I do.
It's interesting.
I don't know. I love green chili, so.
Yeah.
I know it makes the girls at the bar cringe when I order it.
Like, I know. No, you don't want that. Yeah, I really do.
And actually, it was Scott that turned me on to it to begin with, so.
Right on.
And I see they're getting their picture took over there.
They
I'm not
are.
Sure what that's for. I think that guy's with Zia Media Group. I'm not want to give them any advertising, but.
I'm hoping they're putting together a calendar.
Oh, that would be good. no. Well, I haven't seen any tops come off yet, so I don't think that's a possibility.
Not that interesting of a calendar. A calendar nonetheless.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. All right, so how's your week been?
Crazy.
Yeah?
Absolutely insane. Yeah. Just work. Work, 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 work. Video production. Course production, because I'm designing a course, so because what people need more in this world is
education.
To listen to me teach them how to do things.
Oh, teach me, everyone.
Yeah.
Show me the way to go home.
Yeah. 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 How about you?
Let me put it in the mildest way I know how to put it. I, having creative differences with, my boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of touched on that a little.
It hasn't gotten any better.
Just, yeah.
Well, kind of. I mean, yeah. You know,
creative differences. He wants me to stop spray painting graffiti on the side of the building, and I don't want to.
That's kind of the whole point.
It's creative differences.
That is a nice analogy.
Yeah.
Oh, look at we got another one posing. He must be making a calendar or
posers.
Something. Yeah. Yeah, Scott must be making a count. I haven't seen him pose like
work
that
it,
yet.
Work it, girl.
But yeah, it's been a long. I got my car back finally after hitting the deer.
Right.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. The folks that I hesitate. I mean, I will give them a plug because they really went above and beyond trying to get it done for me quicker.
Yeah.
And that's the folks at Webb Body Shop. They really here in Farmington.
Cool.
And they were very meticulous about, you know, how many sensors are on the front end of a Toyota RAV4 2022?
New vehicles nowadays are equipped with all kinds of crazy ass shit.
Oh my God, I
can't even imagine.
Yeah, it was. He was one of the mechanics was showing me. I'm like, holy crap! Well, I hope you. All I could think about was, I hope you got all that right, because I know for a fact it ain't gonna run if you don't.
Right.
It's just gonna stop dead and say, "Whoops!"
Is it kind of like whiskers on a cat?
Kind of.
Like,
yeah. Don't cut them.
There's about 12 of them, and it'll mess them up if you cut their whiskers.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I'm very happy to have it back. It seemed like too. I had something of grave importance that I wanted to talk about, but
it's not that important.
Apparently not. I don't know.
Oh! What?
I will say that I'm kind of excited about Saturday.
Why Saturday? A particular Saturday or every Saturday?
This coming Saturday.
Okay.
Because Ren and I are doing a special recording.
Yeah, I heard that.
On our show. and we're going to do the think tank.
No, but the special recording is me showing up.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be on the wake-up call, y'all.
Yeah, and you know, it's been, I don't know, a year probably since you were on last time.
I think
time.
So.
I know Ren was on hiatus when you were on, and we did it via Zoom.
Yeah, I came in one time, and then I was up at the lake one time and was on there.
Right.
That was that. Yeah.
Were you in besides that? I thought you'd only been on one time. Have you been on twice?
Maybe.
You're thinking of the
besides the group
account.
Thing, yeah. Right? Because we all got together as a big group.
That's right, yeah.
And so I don't remember if I've been on besides that.
Yeah, I just think the Zoom, whatever we did with the Zoom, that was early on too.
I know I've showed up during your recordings to swipe
up
your guests.
Yeah.
So.
you've bastardized a lot of my guests. By the way, you're very welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm excited about having you back on, but we're shooting to try to get up to 30,000 downloads by the end of the year. It's going to be close.
Yeah. Total?
Total, yeah. 30,000 downloads by the end of the year.
Nice.
Total downloads. But it's funny because, you know, the first year it took me 4 years to get the first 10,000.
Yeah.
And then in 6 months to get the next 10,000.
Yeah. I don't remember what that curve is called, but that's a normal thing.
Really? Well, yeah. I'm kind of thinking that's probably right.
Yeah, that it goes along almost flat for the longest time, and then it picks up a little bit, and then the more it picks up, the more it picks up.
Yeah.
And so it creates this
because you got people
curve
adding
that
in and
starts
adding
to go
in,
vertical on you. It's just crazy.
I'm hoping that we get there on the male show, Male Encounters of a Lifetime, before the females do, although they're doing a whole lot more.
Oh,
promoting
yeah.
of their program.
I actually listened to an episode today.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
No wonder
I'm
Julie
trying,
was like twitching.
No, not hers.
Oh, one of ours?
Yeah. Because I'm so far behind. So August 12th, Ken finally auditions.
Oh yeah.
I listened to that one. It's hilarious. Jerry listens. She just shakes her head. She's like, Ken, you say these things. Yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
Well, I think it's a good way for you to let your hair down as well, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's always down, but...
Yeah, well...
Kinda.
Let your tongue down. Maybe that's what the better term would be. Let that old tongue hang out. Hey, listen, we're at break time, so...
We can't be at break already.
I know, that 14
minutes...
We didn't even do anything.
That
14 minutes freaking flew by.
All right.
don't touch that dial. Or anything else for that matter. David and Ken are going to break for just a couple of minutes.
This is Julie Blair with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door with your real estate tip of the week. Bedrooms should not sleep. Keep these rooms bright and cheerful. Remove any excess furniture, use attractive and colorful bedspreads or comforters, and have fresh curtains or clean blinds. This has been your real estate tip of the week. Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
It's Grand Pacific Lux. It's a luxury candle.
Grand Pacific Lux with an E. It's luxury, right? And GP Grand Pacific, because I live in the Pacific Northwest. And GP are my initials, Ginger Page. I use Neem fragrance oils. So the oils that are made all meet the California Prop 65 non-toxic list, meaning there's no chemicals, no phthalates, no carcinogens, nothing that would be dangerous to you to be burning in your home. Grand Pacific Lux, L-U-X-E. And that should take you to my Shopify page. So that's what my webpage is.
I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.com.
Well, okay then. I'll probably just get a hold of Ken Collins Marketing.com.
Now that wasn't too long, was it? On with the show.
All right, we're back.
We're back.
We're back. All right, so I don't remember. What were we talking about?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. For 15 minutes.
So it's just like another snooze fest, yeah. Is what you're saying.
No, I did. I'm starting to catch up on our own show. You're welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I mean, we can use the downloads. Yeah. I don't want felt catch-ups for sure.
So once I catch up with ours, then I can go back to theirs. Now, I'm way behind on theirs. So.
Yeah. But I know it cost me lunch.
I know. I'll start going back through theirs and find ways of poking fun at them because there are so many ways.
Yeah, and you know, they recorded a show today that I really I struggled with a little bit. But, you know, it is what it is. And you know, they're entitled to their opinion. But I don't not want to go and challenge them. I just don't want to. Okay.
Yeah, I'll call them out. Yeah, once I get to it. I mean, it's going to take me a couple months
it'll be
to
couple
catch
years
up.
Before we get to it. I ain't worried about it. I'll be somewhere in Florida by that time. Yeah. Somewhere on the coast.
I'm yeah. Because I need to get back to creating videos that make fun of the girls.
Oh, yeah, you know, and you did some really great ones, yeah. Too. We're about past due.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have contracts are up, so... We got to get Scott renewed. So
right.
We need to make, need to make sure. And you know, he's—I don't know—he looks like he's got somebody here doing. Maybe we should start taking pictures of the girls too.
I always do every time I'm here. They just don't know it.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Never mind. I won't embarrass you.
Can you?
Okay. Well. So are we going to have a holiday show or are we just, I know we're going to take a hiatus in December.
Like a Christmas show or something like that?
No, I know you're trying to put together a Christmas show.
I am. I'm doing one.
Are you definitely going to do it?
Yeah.
You're going to have the Barney Wranglers?
Yeah. Oh. It's just working the logistics out.
Yeah.
So
well,
might do it at a location, an indoors location somewhere. Or...
You know,
I might do, if I can pull it off, like a hayride kind of scenario.
That would be cool to have those guys on a hayride.
Yeah.
I have a friend who has a model truck, one of those remote control trucks. So you could put a couple of cameras on that and you do the show and I'll drive the truck around.
Right.
Yeah, that's something different.
So, that would be insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a very good driver.
I might do that. Either the day before or the day of the Festival of Trees is going on.
Oh, yeah.
And at that time. beginning in December. And so either the day before or the day of, I think they're doing the Santa sleigh ride or something like that in conjunction with that. And so they have a horse-drawn wagon, basically.
Sure.
That they're pulling people around on and everything. So I don't know. I might see if I can swipe their service.
Yeah, the wagon.
For an hour.
That would be Ken's think tank on a wagon.
Yeah, old a horse-drawn wagon.
Old West style.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be neat.
So I don't know. But I think the easier thing to do, because it is December when that's going to happen. December 3rd is when we're recording that. So I don't know, it might be cold, and you know, when you're trying to play an instrument, it's not great to have your fingers cold.
No, it doesn't work well.
Yeah, and so I might just skip that idea and stick with an indoor kind of setting and just do a whole different kind of thing, make it a Christmas special. So are we thinking to do the same thing?
I don't know. Yeah, I know we're going to take the month off. We got Halloween coming up. Are you doing anything for Halloween? I mean...
Yeah, I always have our group of buddies that we hang with. We do a big Halloween party every year.
At the lake or at somebody's house?
No, because that's closed down now, so we're done with that. That was stress item number one that's now checked off the list.
Getting your campground torn down.
And winterizing everything and packing that up and finishing the season. And so, anyway, that's done. But we always get together for a big, and we theme it every year. I'm not a huge fan of this year's theme, but this year's theme is the 20s, as in
Roaring 20s?
1920s, yeah. So, luckily, I already have stuff worked out for that, because the chamber, I think it was in 2020. Yeah, it was in 2020. They did their annual banquet thingy or whatever, and it was the 20s. And so I showed up for that, dressed in kind of casual working man 20s attire.
What? What is casual working man's attire?
Well, I'll find a picture of it.
Okay.
So I don't know what the name of that hat is. What's that hat?
Fedora?
There's no brim to it other than the front, but the hat lays on top of the brim.
Oh, that's a newsboy cap is what I have. A couple of those.
Something like that.
Yeah, I think it's actually called a newsboy cap.
It could be.
Paperboy cap,
so
or something.
So one of those hats is just brown. And then I had a white long sleeve button up shirt and a brown vest to go over.
So you kind of looked like a newsboy.
Maybe, yeah. And then some.
A reporter of some sort.
Some slacks of the same thing. And so it was a pretty easy outfit to put together, The girls, that's where they do the flapper dresses.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, it's
got to
be flappers.
It's more involved for them. But yeah, so the end of October, right before Halloween, we're doing our big annual Halloween party, and it gets nutty because it's us. so it's a big blowout. Yeah,
I'm jealous that I'm not invited.
we very specifically, don't bring in the outsiders or family members, because that's
it's one of those
super kind of, awkward.
Yeah, it's one of those. So everybody gets naked by the end of the night, is what you're saying.
Several people do. It's not just a Halloween party. There are a few people that we know what his junk looks like.
Oh gosh,
because we've met it several times.
So somebody likes to show off their junk.
Yeah. 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 And then we end up going to Denver for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and it's just a crazy time of year to schedule stuff.
So do you do, for Thanksgiving, do you do a traditional Thanksgiving with the turkey and the whole nine yards?
Yeah, pretty much. So we go up to Denver. Jerry's sons live up there, and her youngest son, he is a chef.
Oh,
and a really good one. And so he runs Thanksgiving. It is amazing. Oh my God. So he puts together all these apps, all these appetizers and stuff. So he has all the apps going. He has all the, just so many different things. Just all this Thanksgiving food. But yeah, we do the turkey. We do a few things that aren't traditional Thanksgiving thing. Like we've done snails. You know,
Escargot.
Yeah, an appetizer pre.
They're not snails.
Yeah.
Escargot. Okay, well, come on, get with me.
They're snails. So.
Yeah, you're eating little buggers. Little cooked buggers.
They're pretty good. So we do those. So there's some non-traditional elements in there, but overall, on a basic level, yeah, it's a traditional Thanksgiving dinner, but it's prepared by a chef. So. So that's good. And here's the picture. Here's the picture of me going to the 20s thing.
Yeah, I like it. You should probably post that. Oh, Ginger.
And all the girls.
And Jamie, yeah.
Yeah, Jamie Church and Sheila Mobley and Shauna Reeves.
I don't know her.
And Devin Long.
Don't know her either.
And Anne Vigel. And Linda Rogers.
Well, man,
Melissa Shar.
You're rubbing elbows with
Tia
some of the
Camacho.
Best.
So, yeah.
Nice.
Anyway, so I've already got my costume ready.
Well, I'm trying to think when we need to take a break yet, but yeah, we're right at it. So I guess we'll break and come back.
Okay, yeah, we're close enough.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
Pay some bills.
I need to rethink my whole train of thought now. Do I seem, like, lethargic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you understand that word?
Do I understand that word?
Who's a snail eater?
Yeah. Snails, not escargot.
Got to take a pause for the cause. Funny, I've always wanted to say that. Sit tight. David and Ken will return before you know it.
I'm Celeste. I'm the bartender at Traeger's Bar here in Farmington. Our hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 11 on Wednesday and Thursday, and then 4 to midnight on Friday and Saturday. We usually have live music on the weekends. We're always doing something. We've got somebody here, or, you know, we're just having a good time. So, website is traegersbar.com. Here at Traeger's, it's always pinkies down, thumbs up.
All right, well, I'm talking today with Tammy. Gosh, Tammy, what's happening at Encore Coffee Shop?
So, first of all, we have a new baker. She is amazing. She also has her own business. It's Aztec River Roots. She bakes in our kitchen. Her name is Winter and her daughter's name is Valley. And they are the most phenomenal bakers. Very unique things like blue corn raspberry muffins, a lemon blueberry swirl pound cupcake, serving paninis at lunchtime also with our sandwiches that we have. And we're going to start serving breakfast sandwiches. 315 North Auburn, Farmington, New Mexico. EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
Interwest Concepts is the only place in the world for podcast production. Okay, too far. But you can check some of them out for yourself. There's Female Encounters of the Life Kind, its counterpart, Male Encounters of the Life Kind, Reclaiming Culture with AJ Begay, and of course, the flagship that started it all, the infamous Wake Up Call. Check out our webpage, interwestconcepts.com.
There, see, the back. Bladders emptied, personalities refreshed.
All right. All right, so let you know what? I'm going to give you some sophistication because you're like, yeah, we eat fish eggs.
Yeah, we were talking about snails.
Sturgeon and snails.
It's not escargot. It's snails, man.
Yeah. Well,
I was in New York one time.
Just one time?
For about a week. And At the time that I was there, I was living in Georgia. And so I had still my deep southern accent and the whole thing. So I show up in New York. And while I'm there, you got to go to a ball game. So I went to like a basketball game at the place because I don't care about sports. So whatever the hell the place is where you go watch basketball in New York City.
Arena.
And so we're there, and there was a break or whatever. I'm like, yeah, let's go get something to eat. And so we went out, and I want a hot dog. Because that's what you do, right?
Sure.
And so I want a hot dog.
Street hot dogs in New York?
And I'm standing there, and I'm listening to people, and it's just, I'm in New York, and I'm the southern boy in New York, you know? And I'm listening to all these people, and they're ordering soubrettes.
Soubrettes. I don't know.
I guess it's a brand of hot dog or something. I don't really know. And so when I finally figured out what the hell was going on, I started this whole speech in a busy New York area concession stand about what the hell you all calling it soubrettes. Everybody knows it's just a hot dog. You just trying to be all uppity and call it a soubrette. It's just a hot dog. I want a hot dog. I don't want a soubrette. So, yeah, same thing. I don't eat escargot. I eat snails.
Do you eat caviar?
I've never tried caviar. I just can't get past it because that's fish bait.
No, it's fish eggs.
It's fish bait.
But sushi
is fish bait. I've used salmon eggs for so many years.
Yeah, but that's not. It's
to
not
catch trout.
Yeah, but I don't. I've never eaten salmon eggs. I don't.
Me either.
I use them.
They go
bait.
In a hook.
Yeah, but I have had escargot or caviar or caviar.
It's the same thing, just different fish.
And you know, we were talking about but that fish is ugly.
It is ugly.
Yeah, the sturgeons are.
So apparently, the uglier the fish, the better its fish eggs are.
Yeah, this is something. It's caviar.
It's fish eggs.
You know, when you pay like $400 an ounce.
I know.
It becomes caviar. It's no longer a fish egg.
Whatever you have to tell yourself. Because, yeah, it does sound better than I paid $400 an ounce for fish eggs.
But technically, you're right. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, they don't do anything to it. It's not like it's cooked.
No.
It's just
straight up fish eggs.
Taken out of the fish. I think it's rinsed and then put in.
Yeah, maybe. Hopefully. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know that it's even rinsed. It might not be. I don't know.
They're just hugging sturgeon and squirting out fish eggs and popping a lid on it.
Well, they put them in some fancy-ass tins. The tins probably cost more than the damn eggs.
That's where you're paying the money.
Oh, my God.
I've never eaten it because I can't get past it. Because all I want to do is stick them on a hook and catch a trout.
Yeah, I understand that. But here's for me, I'll try anything at least once. And if I like it, I'll try it again. I've had bugs. I've eaten grasshoppers. Chocolate-covered grass. Oh, God, that was an experience. And mealworms. I've had mealworms like peanuts. You know, they cook those a certain way and just eat those like you would.
You know, a big part of the world eats insects as a diet.
Yeah, sure.
Like it's a normal thing for them.
Protein in an insect.
Because insects way outnumber us.
Yeah, they do.
There's a crap ton of insects.
I can tell you when I rode motorcycle, I ate a lot of insects.
Inadvertently.
Not on purpose. They just ended up in my mouth.
Yeah.
Never yawn when you're running down the road at 55 miles an hour.
No, that's always such a bizarre. So I've not done it on a motorcycle, but I've had the window down. I usually have the window down when I'm driving. And also when I'm driving, that's the time that I have the radio on. And so I'm listening to the radio while I'm driving, and I'm singing. Because that's what you do.
Why, sure.
And so I'm just blasting out a song and just hitting that big note. Big beetle just smashing off the side of the window and headed straight for a beeline into my mouth. And, yeah, I'm just enjoying myself, belting out a song, and now I'm spitting out bug parts.
The only time I've ever really gotten grossed out was when I lived in Louisiana.
Yeah.
And Louisiana has cockroaches like everybody else, but they also have water bugs that I'm sure are from the cockroach family. because they look like a cockroach, only they're about the size of my index finger.
Yeah.
That long.
Yeah.
Or at least half. I mean, they're huge.
What are they called?
They call them water bugs in Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, it's a lot of swampland.
Right.
So there's a lot of them. So I'm sitting and eating a bag of chips at my... on my comfortable chair, my TV, and I'm eating away, and I'm at the bottom of the bag.
Yeah.
So, you know, I do the whole thing, straighten the bag out, tip it up, pour it in. I'm like, fortunately, I didn't crack it in half. It landed on the middle of my tongue, and I'm like, what the hell is that?
Why is this chip trying to crawl off
my
tongue?
Well, it wasn't moving at the time, and when I opened my mouth, it made a beeline for the back of my throat. I thought my wife was going to have to take me to the emergency room because, you know, I'm freaking gagging trying to get. She's like, what the hell's wrong with you? She can't see anything. Yeah, no.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
I you know, and when I finally did get it out, you know, I just threw it. And, of course, it took off. She goes, why did you kill it? You know, she got all pissed off. I said, there's 10 more in there in the other room. So. Yeah, they're huge.
Oh,
they're monsters. I swear they could have carried my ass off. I think it was going to eat my tongue for dessert. I'm not sure what the deal was.
The South has big stuff, man.
It does.
Big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bugs and...
I was trying to explain that to people that...
It's the humidity.
Living in Georgia, and of course I was living in the swamp.
Right.
Like right on the edge of the Okefenokee Swamp, the largest swamp in the U.S.
My favorite named swamp.
Yeah. You know what that stands for? You know what it means?
It
means land of trembling earth.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because basically there are things called islands. They're not really islands, but it's places where there
high
is
spots.
Land right. in the swamp. And so basically all of that area, there's a lot of water, of course. And then peat has been there, and then sometimes sand will accumulate on top of the peat. And so when you step on the ground, it can move. Like you're on dirt, but it'll move on you. Yeah, so they called it the natives back there. They called it the land of trembling earth.
Trembling earth.
So that's Okefenokee.
Well, I spent a lot of time in Louisiana. My oldest boy was born in Natchitoches, Louisiana.
Yeah.
And we spent a lot of time fishing in the swamp.
Yeah.
And the cypress trees with the Spanish moss hanging off, just absolutely gorgeous. But there was only one thing. I wasn't afraid of the snakes, wasn't afraid of the alligators.
Right.
You could pretty much, you know,
maneuver. Yeah.
They have a hornet.
Oh.
That's red. It's like a rich barn red color.
Really?
Hornet. And they're big. I mean, they're, I don't know. Inch and a half long, hefty. Almost the size of my little finger.
Right.
That size.
Yeah.
And they build those nests on those cypress trees.
Okay.
And when you're a bass fisherman, the best place to catch bass
is getting, right next to that cover.
Getting that lure right underneath that nest and having it drop. And so they immediately attack because they think it's a larvae coming, falling out or whatever.
Right.
So every once in a while, you know, there's several people fishing up and down the river. It was a river lake, but and every once in a while you'd see somebody off, you know, 25 yards off in the distance. Everybody would be bailing out of the boat into the water. Somebody hit one of those.
Oh no!
Because they are ferocious.
Really?
I mean, oh yeah, they are ferocious.
Yeah.
Ferocious. Mean.
Yeah.
So, but I was really good at getting my lure right perfect. And my favorite lure, I got it right under and I've been under, made a couple of casts, already caught one fish. I thought, there's got to be another one in there. I mean, that's just too big a nest.
Yeah.
So I flipped it up there and it caught on a branch that was right below the nest. I mean, it was like inches from the nest, yeah. millimeters, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And every time I'd shake that, it'd pop, it hit that, because I was trying to get it off that branch, and it'd pop that nest.
Yeah.
And those, and it'd start, and those bees vibrate, you know when they're getting ready to take off, because they all start vibrating together.
Yeah.
And my buddy's like, oh man, you're flirting with this nest. He's taking stuff out of his pockets, you know, he's getting ready to bail off right. into the water. And it was my favorite lure, and I really didn't, you know, and finally I said, oh man, screw it. So I cut the line and left my best lure over there.
No!
Gave it to the damn red wasp.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was
I didn't ever see wasps like that in Georgia. But the spiders, dude.
Oh, I know, biggest.
They are no joke.
They're the same kind of carry your ass off if you do.
So there are all kinds of channels through that swamp. It's kind of like being in a little river or whatever.
Yeah.
So you just get your John boat and you just kind of buzz around through all these little channels. And so the channel could be anywhere from like 10 to 20 feet wide, you know,
right.
and heavily overgrown. And so, of course, bass fishing, and there's a lot of cover. And so occasionally I wouldn't pay attention and I would just fling that lure and it would go over a spider web that was spanning side to side across
right.
that channel. And the crazy thing about those spider webs is that, you know, it's a bass lure, so it's a big spinner bait and a big hook, a weight on it, the whole thing. And so I'm like, oh crap, it got stuck on there. I'm like, well, I'll just reel it. We'll see what happens. And so I'm reeling the bait. It's still working, you know. So it's looped over the top of the spider web. But it's pulling in. It's pulling the lure across the water. I'm like, well, it'll still work, you know.
Sure.
So it's pulling, and then it gets under the spider web, and I'm still reeling, and it pulls it out of the water, up to the top of the web, and then beep, pop over that web. And then
you're
plunk back
in.
I am not kidding. And then so, yeah, if I didn't hook the spider web with the hook, it would stand up to that.
Holy crap.
To me dragging a lure across it, picking it up out of the water, and popping it up and over that spider web.
Holy crap.
Yeah, those are the spiders we're dealing with here.
Nasty.
It was like a rope.
Well, listen, we're out of time. It happens to us all the freaking time. We're already a minute over, you know. And I've been keeping the ladies on a strict 38 minutes.
Yeah.
38 to 39. So the commercials play, we stay at 40.
We didn't talk about anything, and now we're over our time.
Yeah, we really. The first part of the show, I'm sure people fell asleep. If they were able to stay along with us to this part, at least maybe we got some entertainment value.
Maybe we should come up with some topics, because we've just been showing up like, I don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, well,
and then today we're so stressed out and tired.
It's like,
I don't know what we're talking about, and I just don't feel like talking. So
yeah, that's right.
I'll just stand here.
All right. Well, let me kill. We better go.
Okay. Bye, y'all.
Any last word? That's it?
That's
your
it.
Last word?
That's bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all. Hasta la vista, baby.